I'm Phil Circus.
I'm Abbas Idris.
I'm Erica Guevara.
And this is OK Land.
We never get that.
But it's better with three people.
Oh, hey, are you Reggie?
Yeah, I am. And Kristen it is, right?
Yeah, cool, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see your party's here. We have a table for you two right this way.
Great.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, after you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Madam?
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, how'd you get here?
I actually took Uber.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I live not too far away from here, actually.
It's a nice area.
Yeah. I actually grew up going here a lot with my family. It's like a family restaurant type thing.
Okay, cool.
In the wall, hole in the wall type situation, you know?
So there's like sentimental then for you.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Okay, well, thank you for inviting me out to this place.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Just a little tired today. So.
Understandable. It's been kind of a long one for me as well, you know. But but I'm glad, you know, that we can make this work even for a long day, you know.
Yeah. So why are you? What are you doing on the app?
Honestly, I'm just looking to meet people. That's the truth. I really don't. I mean, I don't really have a clear expectation other than to just like to enjoy a meal, you know, and get to know someone. You know, I believe it's like luck of the draw with this stuff. It's really weird, if I could say that.
It's like exhausting.
Yeah. That's putting it really well, actually, Christine.
It's Kristen, actually.
My apologies, so. Kristen. You know, but here we are, I guess, right? You know?
Yeah.
Giving it a shot.
Your menus.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Man, I'm like super hungry. I've been like super exhausted ever since yesterday. It was, you know, the Women's March.
Yeah, yes.
And I was out like all day. I like almost lost my voice actually, like chanting so much.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
With respect to that.
Did you happen to go?
You know what? I did not.
Is it like not your thing?
No, it wasn't that. Honestly, so I was going to go. But I had a conversation with my mom, and my mom felt that it wasn't really a space that was for me. It wasn't a space that I needed to be a part of, right? Like, yes, I should be supporting, but not in this like self-serving, visible way. So I did drop her off at the march, and then I picked her up, which is not the same as being there. I want to be clear. But yeah, that's kind of the situation.
Interesting.
Oh, it looks like there's like a... Did that book just fall out of your bag?
Oh. Oh, yeah. That is my book.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bad Feminist, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad Feminist. Have you read Bad Feminist?
I have. I actually think it's really insightful. I can't really speak much to it. I feel like I need to give it another read to have like more of a detailed opinion about it. You know, it's an amazing book. You know, so I'd love to talk to you more about it, you know, after I give it a second read and really dive in and pick up some of the implications. And yeah, it's amazing.
Interesting.
It is. So you like to read. I like to read as well. Do you also like to watch things like have you watched any great movies recently?
Yeah, I mean, I like movies, but I watched a movie recently, but I don't know if I would say it was that great.
Okay. Which movie?
It was Green Book. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If I may, I just felt like celebrating the white male consciousness, you know, in this way that really celebrates, you know, this I feel like minute way that maybe he was supportive. And I also don't think that it was historically accurate, you know. Hopefully that's not like too strong of an opinion, but that's my takeaway from it.
No, I think I actually felt the exact same way watching that movie.
Wow.
It's like infuriating.
Are we ready to order?
Where's your restroom? Is it that way?
Very good. Yes, down the hall and to the left.
Oh, Thank you. Hey, Reggie, would you mind if I'm just going to head to the restroom real quick? Hey, yeah, I'm on that date right now. Okay, so it's interesting. It's actually going kind of okay. Yeah, I know. I'm pretty surprised too. Okay, he read Bad Feminist. Yeah, he didn't go to the women's march yesterday, but it was because his mom said she didn't think it was the space for him. Yeah, I know. And he did not like Green Book. Yeah, I know. I'm super surprised. I should probably actually head back now. But yeah, I just wanted to update you. All right. Okay, cool. Bye.
Your napkin, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
While you're deciding, we have some house-made bread and warm butter for you.
Oh, wow. That looks so good.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Really delicious. Thank you. Yeah. After you. Okay. Listen, I don't want to be a bother, but did you just dip your bread into the butter? It's nothing. It's nothing really. But
sure, you seem like super bothered by it.
I just don't understand why it is that you like you took the bread and you put it in the butter. Like you could have put butter on your plate, but you chose to like dip it right into the. So now like I'm now going to use the bread. I'm going to dip my bread into the same butter that you just dipped your bread into for some like cross contamination. Is that what you do? Do you do that wherever you go? Do you just like, that's really, I'm sorry, my stomach's turning just even thinking about what just happened there.
I'm
just like nutritionally getting triggered. I'm sorry.
Is there a problem here?
Maybe. Like, no, I would say like, hold off. Don't call anyone yet. But like, please be on standby because this is just getting really out of hand. Like, do you deal with human beings or do you usually eat meals with wolves? I'm not really clear about, can we just get more butter?
Coming up, sir.
You know, I don't even want butter, honestly. I'm just like turned off to butter for the rest of my life. I just feel like this is too much. This is a lot. Maybe I wasn't ready. Maybe I wasn't ready for what this is, but
this is a lot. I don't quite understand what the problem is. I mean, I thought things were kind of going actually surprisingly well.
It was going well. Thank you for saying that. But you know, this was supposed to be like the Titanic, right? I don't know that we have like the. Is that what you would do too? Is that what we do in that situation? Would you just like let me drown? Like would you just let me die? Is that what you're saying? Is that if we were out trying to survive? Because I just feel like that's what this is teaching me. I just need a minute. Yeah, no, I messed it up again. Yeah, I said, it was too much. This time it was the butter, yeah. Yeah, no, the water wasn't an issue, the napkin wasn't an issue at all. I clenched my teeth and got through that part, but I really just couldn't handle it. When it got to the butter, I understand everyone dips bread into the butter. It's completely normal. I just can't help myself. All right, I guess I'll be coming home early, Mom. Thanks. See you soon.
Hey, we have a guest today in the OK Land Studios. And the guest is Erica
Cruz Guevara.
Whoa.
Yeah, you like how we said your name with all this momentous energy?
Yeah, I usually go by ECG, though, because there are like a lot of Ericas in the world.
Okay.
This is like a new thing, though.
I like it. ECG. I like that.
Notorious. Yeah.
It's like you're like part POC, part cyborg. I like it.
ECG. Do people? So you're saying people refer to you as, hey, ECG?
Yeah, but it's more like a work thing.
Like I'm trying to think of like if I had to say ECG.
Is that hard?
For me.
Is it?
That's bad. I'll do better. I promise to do better, Erica.
ECG, kid. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it tatted because I'm all about breaking boundaries or not respecting them, whatever it is.
I got to ask this very important question, Erica. Do people say cast or pod or podcast to you?
Oh my God. Podcasts.
Still podcast. Yeah, there's no way to abbreviate that.
How would you prefer it to be abbreviated?
I just want them to be named something different altogether because I feel like it was this thing started by Apple and like we named it after it's named after an Apple product.
Oh.
But yeah, here's what I want to call it. New radio.
Interesting. Are you saying that it's like the same thing as like calling tissues Kleenex?
What if we called it the talkies?
Yeah.
No one's really feeling that.
The wireless.
That's okay.
The wireless. Anyway, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we, here at OK Land, we like to discuss and talk about things that feel personable. Isn't this sweet? Okay, for people who can't see what is going on.
But we're going to post a picture.
Marty, who is the mascot of OK Land and also Phil's beloved dog.
My God.
I've known Marty for a while and like we're close, you know, but we have one of those like those love indifferent relationship. Where like we love each other, but sometimes we're just like whatevs. Today, Marty is like curled up next to me,
right? Like all up
on me,
all up.
Like we're attached right now, and he's just like chilling, protecting me, showing me love. Look at him; he's rubbing his.
Oh my God.
He knows I'm talking about him. That's why he's doing that.
I'm so jealous.
I don't even get that.
Yeah,
I don't get the love Marty's giving you right now.
It reminds me of a story I'd like to share with Erica. Phil, you were there, so you know this.
Okay.
I was going through a real difficult time, and this was a few years back, and I was down. I was like really down. And then Phil and I went to the dog park with Marty, and we were sitting in these chairs at the dog park in Alameda. And it's almost like all these dogs, Erica, could sense that there was something going on with me because when we got there, they were all running around like dogs do, right? At the dog park, running around together. But as soon as I sat down, they started like coming and surrounding me. And like, no joke, like two or three small dogs came and like were sitting on my lap. And they were just like supporting me. It was so powerful. It actually was really amazing. I'd never, and you know, I'm someone who did not grow up with pets really. I had a snake at one point, you know, my sister had a rabbit at one point. I know, random.
A snake.
Yeah.
I honestly had never seen anything like that. He came out to the Alameda small dog park with me, Abbas, and he sat in a probably urine-drenched lawn chair that adorned the park.
That's unnerving. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Like one by one, all the dogs came up to pay their respects.
Yeah, they did. I was like the emotional godfather, and they all came and just like hung out with me, like really surrounded me. It was pretty amazing.
I asked Abbas, are you a dog person? And he said, maybe.
I've been told that I'm a dog person. Zahra Nurbash, who's an amazing comic, amazing comedian.
Shout out
to her. Truly a mentor to us and to me. She was like, you're a dog person, Abbas. And, you know, enough people have said that. So we'll see. We'll see what the journey is for Abbas. I thought I was a cat person, but.
There are so many people in the world who like know they're dog people and don't get that kind of like.
Yeah.
Like I crave that from dogs all the time and they like never care about me.
But no, I hear you though.
That's why Marty's not responding to you. You're a little too thirsty.
I am so thirsty for his attention right now.
I will say like we record here together where Marty lives in his castle all the time. And like this has never happened before. So, and I'm in great spirits right now, Marty. So Marty knows. Mm. So yeah, shout out to Marty. So I was thinking that we could talk a little bit about dating.
I have experience dating.
Do you?
A little bit.
I got a little bit myself. A little bit.
So little
I ain't dating right now. I mean, I'm dating one person. You been are. Dating.
Shout out to
Jen.
To Jen. I was gonna like, can we say her name? Yeah, we can. Yeah, Jen. I'd like to open it up almost anthropologically, right? Like, dating is a full contact sport. It is at times exhausting. At times, really
at
exciting.
Times,
yeah, all the time. It's kind of, you know, this idea of like meet a stranger, talk to a stranger, be cautious but open, be honest but not too honest. It's this weird kind of like juxtaposition, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's weird because, like, I talk to strangers all the time and it's fine. But then when it's, like, in this specific context, it's, like, it's like, just horrible.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. I wish I could, like, disagree.
Like, I love, like, being out in the world and you just encounter a stranger, like, at the grocery store and you're in line and you're, like, talking about what you're getting and then what you're making. Like, I love that. But then it, like, if though, I don't know, if just any conversation of, like, getting to know someone is, like, in the context of dating, it just feels so exhausting.
Absolutely. I actually was at the grocery store and this woman who was in line behind me just started talking to me because the line was really long. And she was so funny. She was so funny. She was like, if I have to wait any longer, I'm just going to, like, steal this food. And I was like, I won't tell anyone, you know? I said, I recommend you start eating some of the dry foods you have, you know, so you have less to carry when you try to run out of here, you know? And she was like, that's a great plan. We should steal together. And I was like, now you're trying to enable me to, like, do a crime with you. And she's like, maybe that's what they mean when they say partner in crime. And we both laughed. Cause that's
Dang.
Like, yeah, it was super punny. She was super just, like, enthusiastic. Her energy, mad attractive. She had curls that made me want to cry. And at the end of it, I just was like, are we vibing in line? And she was like, I don't know. You want my number? Yeah.
Dang.
It was that smooth. Okay. Here's the thing. Got her number, hit her up, met for coffee. The same. It wasn't the same. It was like, that was like moment in time. When we
you
were
two
actually
needed to be in a grocery store.
That's what I'm saying.
Always.
Like, so once it became intentional is what I'm saying. Like it fizzled.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That is totally true.
As soon as we were no longer just like this new, you know, like yes. nuance, which is like my, you know, word of the year.
The zen of dating. Nuance. Do not think about dating. Impossible to do.
Absolutely impossible. You know what I mean? Like I met her with a cup of coffee, which is my first love. Coffee. Shout out to coffee. I love coffee. Because it's dark, sweet, and good in the morning. So I love coffee. And she was still gorgeous. I mean, painfully attractive. Like, I wanted to cry. But the conversation was dry. At times, I felt like she was trying too hard. I know I definitely was trying too hard. And we left that kind of, like, implicitly thinking. Because then we didn't reach out to each other again. Like, I think we both knew, like, okay, like, we could have had a love, but only at Lucky's, you know what I mean? You know?
Oh my gosh.
So let me ask you this, Erica, right? When you go on a date, are you cautious? Are you questioning the person? Are you, like, what kind of energy do you bring or intention? If there even is an intention, right? But what are you bringing to the interaction?
Usually, like, I am coming in, trying to come in with an open mind. But I think I'm also very cautious for, like, societal culture, like, reason, you know? I mean, like, I'm a woman in the world. I'm a woman of color in the world.
Sure.
And I have to think about that everywhere I go. But when I do go on dates, I do it because I'm like, I got, like, let's just, like, do this thing that I'm, like, uncomfortable with. But, like, let's see where it goes. And usually it doesn't go anywhere.
So, like, dates have been difficult. They've been bad, right?
I wouldn't know if they, I would say they're, like, bad, but they're just, like, underwhelming. I'm, like, not entertained. It just, like, doesn't, there's just, like, nothing.
I think this is fortunate because you're just collecting good information. You're getting through this stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost like the artist way, you're spending your 10,000 dates.
No, yeah, that's so true. Like, you, like.
And for every bad one, I bet you know so quickly, I bet, like. When you detect it again, you're going to avoid that.
Yes. No, that's so true. It's like now I'm like, never flip-flops. I mean, I guess I always knew that, but like never. Like, come
never
on.
Flip-flop.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing
never
that?
Flip-flop.
Like, oh hashtag.
Yeah.
Never. N-E-V-A. Flip-flops with a Z.
Okay. Now that begs the question. I don't even know if that's a good phrase, but my question is, did someone really show up on a date with flip-flops?
Yeah, dude. It was like the 4th. Oh, also, it was like the 4th of July. And I was like, come on, that's like patriotism, like on your feet.
Right.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, that's like jingoism. You know, I was like, you're Asian. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Get out of here with that nonsense. It's like super cash, you know? It's like, did you go straight from the shower to the date? Like, what happened? Like, why do you have bathroom?
Like, was this a date at a beach? Let me ask you that.
No, it was at like a very upscale coffee shop where they like, it was so upscale that they like seat you.
Oh, wow.
It's a coffee shop.
And if you don't mind, like, what was his racial background?
I think he was like Vietnamese.
So he probably was going to be the only Vietnamese person.
Yep.
So like he was going to be like status quo diversity for the photo. That's interesting. Yeah.
I want to know how long after your gaze happened upon his gnarly toenails, how long did this date go?
Ooh, this was short. Probably like 40 minutes or less.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I pretty immediately. I mean, I was like, okay, like, let's see, like, what you have to say. You know, coming in open mind.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was like, okay, validated. You for sure, like, are going to a 4th of July barbecue after this, and we're out.
Like, yeah, that's the done deal. Yeah.
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 40 minutes. That's very impressive.
It is.
I definitely had a problem with
just sitting through it.
Yeah. I definitely had a couple of like several hour meetups, which is like, I learned quickly because like,
damn, dude,
why am I so exhausted for the rest of the week? And we just met for coffee. It's because, you know, you poured your life out over 3 hours, or like you listened to someone pour their life out.
Yeah. I feel like the moment you saw the flip flops, you could have run, because it's not like he can chase you.
40 minutes is running. I think that was respectable.
Yeah, even then I was like, even that was a lot.
Because that was it would be the movies if you were like, dude, look down there. See ya.
Man.
I have a bad date story. And it's funny because I just told it to Jen, my GF.
Your GF.
And then she's like, I want to see this person. She doesn't believe me that I can't. I shut down all the profiles, the dating apps are off my phone. I don't know if I could find this person again. But I went on a coffee meetup. It was my shortest one. It was the one time I went on a meetup where I totally felt compromised. Like I could feel myself putting this woman on a pedestal. This wasn't going to work out because I was too enamored with her picture. And then like she was too cool for me. I went in there.
Wow.
I thought she was like gorgeous, and she was like even more beautiful in real life. We met. She told me what she did for a living, which was like she does psychological assessments of CEOs or something like that. But she used to play, but she plays bass and she played in a band. And she asked me what I did. And I was like, I'm a podcast producer. And she did, you can make a living from that? And then I felt the flap sweat like forming.
Oh, man.
And we're talking about things, and I made some Portlandia reference, and she was like, yeah, I know Fred and Carrie. Yeah, they referenced me on season one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And you could see me like just getting smaller and smaller and
smaller. Yeah. Where is this humble woman now, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know. Jeez. But I remember that was the first time I left a dating meetup just going like, God, that was really uncomfortable. Because like my ego was bruised, but the truth was there was no laughing at all in this conversation. There needs to be laughing if you're on a date, a little bit. If you're me, not for everyone.
Yeah,
as we learned recently, comedy's not for everyone.
Sure, sure. But laughter.
But I was just enamored with I was enamored with the surface beauty of this person, even though she, you know, wasn't particularly warm.
Just like this experience of like, I went on this coffee date and I met this woman, POC, person of color, really fun, bubbly energy, right? We sit down and we're talking, and then we're in Oakland near the lake. And I'm just like, yeah, Oakland's really beautiful. She lives in the city. And she's like, yeah, it's changed a lot, because she works here. She works for like one of the dispensaries in Oakland. She's like, Oakland looks like it's changed a lot. I was like, yeah, it's changed a lot. Gentrification, you know? And she was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, she said, okay, that should have been, that's a nuanced thing I should have picked up on, but I didn't. So I just was like, yeah, you know, like white people, you know, like all these white people moving to Oakland now. And she says to me, she's like, how about we take race out of it?
No.
And I was like, I'm sorry, come again?
Oh,
she said, no, like don't make it about race. What if it's just like people and humans? And I was like, people and humans, what does that mean exactly?
Oh my gosh.
Clearly we're not aliens, right? Like we're obviously humans. We're human beings. Like I was like, no, what do you mean? Why, like, take race out of it? I was like, we can't take race is everything. And she's like, I just feel like if we don't start to like treat people as people, right, then we'll never get anywhere. And I said, who are we exactly? And I'm telling you, it killed the mood.
The thing that's interesting about this, I mean, yeah. It's unbelievable, but also like, I bet you're asking yourself, how did this happen in the first place?
How was I founded, if that's a thing?
How was I founded in 1863?
I'll be honest, I was judging myself because I was like, what about me?
That's such a Virgo thing.
Is it?
It's like, you're not like disappointed in the experience per se, but you're disappointed that you put yourself in the experience.
In that experience, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Erica, you're Virgo.
I'm a Virgo.
And Phil's a Virgo. And I'm a Virgo.
No way.
Yeah. We're gonna do another Virgo episode in September. August. Okay, make it about Phil. We're going to do it in August, and then we're going to have you come back on for that. Because we always do a Virgo episode.
You know what the funnest thing to do is? Because I honestly don't know anything about anyone else's signs.
Okay.
Yeah.
No other sign matters, but yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But when you sit down with like other people and you just like, you know those things on Instagram, they're like, you know you're a Virgo when you just like read the other person's like signs and like you're like, hey, is this true? You learn so much about people so fast.
Yeah.
Cause that shit is deep. Like that shit goes deep.
Super deep.
I need to get on some like Virgo feeds because I don't know about this.
Yeah. I have a friend from high school and she posts like in September because she's a Virgo. She'll post all these things about Virgos. And like, I want to be like, nah, that doesn't apply, but it does though.
Can you tell me some of these things?
Yeah.
Know your Virgo if.
Know your Virgo if you are over analytical.
Mm-hmm.
I think kindness is one. I think like painfully attractive is one too. I feel like, don't quote me, even though that sounds like that applies to the three of us.
You know you're a Virgo if you have a very special dog.
If you have a special dog that likes to hang out with beautiful brown men like a boss.
This is a boss after that date.
Okay.
A Virgo will open their doors to their closest, but one mistake, one lie, or dishonesty will shut them down immediately forever.
Oh, man.
Damn, immediately forever.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Wow.
Man, all you need is Marty. Attached to the hip.
In 2015 and 16 and 17, I was performing a lot and doing shows and opening for Kamau. And Marty would be part of my act. Not the real Marty, but I'd have a picture of him and throw that up because I would do some shticks about like dog parks and stuff like that. I did get asked out because of Marty.
Marty's a great wingman.
No way.
Because Marty has his own Twitter. And so like people would be tweeting, hey, Marty, will your dad let me walk you around the lake?
Yo, dad.
So
can your dad be my daddy too?
That was like a... unintentional. Yeah. It was nice to get that attention. Unintentional. I mean, I like having Marty because I definitely like, I'm glad that Jen's a dog person. Like after not being with dog people my whole life, I'm so happy to be with a dog person. That's important to me at this point.
Yeah.
But a boss, if you get a dog, it's all over.
It's going to be a wrap at that point. I mean, I think like you said, Phil, like finding a dog person is finding a Phil person. That's what, and I feel like that's what Jen is. Jen has become a Phil person, you know, which is really sweet and romantic. I love Jen. I think she's really amazing. Fun fact, Jen, Phil's girlfriend, you don't have to know her friends to know how much they mean to her because she'll post about them and it's so, so sincere. It's so sweet.
I like, love that. Does she do that about Phil?
No, about her friends. Like she has like these deep, seated relationships and she talks about people. Like she'll post a photo of them, especially at their birthday. If it's your birthday and Jen knows you and she feels connected to you and she posts about you, it's a big deal. So I've been explicitly continuing to say this because my birthday is coming up in 3 months and I'm hoping to get a Jen post. It has to be a photo of us together because that's usually what it is. It's like her and someone else or just them in the best light. She finds the best photos of these people and then she posts about, and it's so, I live for it.
Okay, so there's an opportunity. We're doing a show in 1 week.
Yes.
You need to be planning your Jen birthday thing. You need to get a selfie with Jen.
Yeah, I do need to get a selfie because it can't be like the day of. It has to be like one she has in her archive. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Remind me to do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'd like to thank Erica for showing up here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Thank you so, so much.
You're going to be on season two, which drops this month. Season two.
Season two.
With Erica.
There's only
Shout
a season
out to Jen.
Two.
Shout out to Jen.
Shout out to Marty.
Shout out to Abbas and Erica and all of us.
Shout out to our wealth of experience collectively with life and dating.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's